Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Well, it was a rainy afternoon here at the NovaCare Complex, forcing the Eagles inside to the practice bubble as they get set for the Monday night opener in Atlanta. Today, head coach Chip Kelly updated the Eagles' injury situation, specifically the status of Zach Ertz and Marcus Smith heading into the first game.
Zach did a good job. Now, he was limited in practice. Just him and Marcus were really limited in practice, so we know we're getting them back. But we're not going to throw them in full, you know, put them in the deep end of the pool and tell them to swim. So he was limited in his reps. Said he didn't feel any real residual, you know, from yesterday. But we still have two more days of training, so we'll see how it plays itself out. But in the limited reps yesterday, he said he felt good. So.
Kelly also spoke today about Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan and the challenge that he presents for the Eagles defense.
Big fan of Matt's. I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in this league. I think he's had a really good career. I mean, they finished, you know, just a short time ago. I mean, this league, everything happens so fast and you kind of forget about years ago. But, you know, it was just a couple of years ago that they had the ball on the 10-yard line in the NFC Championship game get an opportunity to go play in a Super Bowl. So he's played at a really high level. And really that's the thing that we're most concerned with them offensively is Matt and Julio and Roddy and that group of guys throwing the ball around. So.
One of the biggest questions heading into the season opener will be how the Eagles choose to deploy their three-headed monster at running back. And according to DeMarco Murray, he's excited just to see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, obviously he's going to get his touches. I'll get mine. And you got Sproles, a great running back, and do a lot of different things with all of us. I think we all bring, you know, something different to the table, so it's going to be hard for opponents to kind of key in and work on one guy. So I think that's at our advantage. And our rotation and our tempo is something that it's definitely an advantage for us, and we'll see how it goes.
Another question mark that should be answered on Monday night will be Nelson Agholor's role in this Eagles offense. The rookie is looking forward to his first game in Eagles green.
Well, I'm very excited to watch a lot of my teammates play. I'll be honest with you. He's some special guys, and I know Monday night's going to be a great stage for a lot of people to do special things. I think for myself, I'm just, blessed to be in the position I am and to play alongside some of the guys that I'm playing along with. So that's going to be the best part for me.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn also had his conference call with the Philadelphia media today, speaking about Byron Maxwell, who he coached in Seattle as defensive coordinator, and what it is that Maxwell brings to the table.
Sure, a bunch of them. I got so much regard and respect for Max. He, number one, he's terrific mindset for going after the ball. It's the poke outs, it's the interceptions. He really, the forced fumbles. That part of his game is really in tune. Then the next thing, I think it's the length, when he plays at the line of scrimmage. He's got such long arms, and you guys have covered him and seen him. So I'd say probably those two things that just, completely stand out. And then I love the competitor, the guy who's just trying to battle for it and finish. So I guess those three things, the mindset for the ball, the length, and then there's the attitude as a competitor.
We also heard from safety Malcolm Jenkins today on how head coach Chip Kelly's no-excuses style of coaching rubs off on the Eagles roster.
It would be very easy, and he could have a way out of, justifying everything he's done by saying, we're a young team, 10-6 is good 2 years in a row, but that's not his intention. That's not why he's in the NFL as a coach. That's not why he shows up every day. He shows up to be great, and he wants to put guys in this room that are of the same mindset. And as players, we see that, and we feed off that as well. We don't want to be 10-6. We want to be champions, and so whatever we need to do to get there, that's what we'll do.
Our week of coverage continues tomorrow as we once again hear from Chip Kelly inside the media tent here at the NovaCare Complex. And for all the latest Eagles headlines, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.